allowing us to come to him, to gather together before the decree, before the overflowing scourge. And if we could shake off, if we could remove the curtains, shake off this Laodicean condition and see what's about to happen in the world, we would have a completely different experience. And we would enter into the type of agreement with the Lord that ancient Israel entered into, at least illustrated entering into, at Mount Sinai. Only this time the Lord's promise is that he, and this takes us back to the passage in Ezekiel 8 through 12, those that have been scattered in that passage, he promises that he will give them a new heart and a new mind. This is the covenant that is the promise here at the end. And this is an agreement with all the prophecies of the Bible. Testimonies, volume 5, page 99 and 100. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do either evil. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day passes chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all you meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. We are near the close of time. I have been shown that the retributive judgments of God are already in the land. The Lord has been giving us warning of the events about to take place. Light is shining from his word, yet darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape. It is our duty to inquire the cause of this terrible darkness, that we may shun the course by which men have brought upon themselves so great delusion. God has given the world an opportunity to learn and obey his word. He has given them in his word the light of truth. He has sent them warning, counsel, and admonition, but few will obey his voice. Like the Jewish nation, the majority, even of professed Christians, pride themselves on their superior advantages, but make no returns to God for these great blessings. In infinite mercy, a last warning message has been sent to the world, announcing that Christ is at the door and calling attention to God's broken law. But as the antediluvians rejected with scorn the warning of Noah, so will the pleasure lovers of today reject the message of God's faithful servants. The world pursues its unvarying round, absorbed as ever in its business and its pleasures, while the wrath of God is about to be visited upon the transgressors of his laws. Brothers and sisters, the second gathering,